and this is The Blend here on WDIY. Good afternoon, Seamus McGrogan here. I'm stepping into the studio for just a little bit. Stu will be back with new music shortly, but right now we are very excited to welcome the members of Lehigh Valley band Rebels of Grundy City, who join us live in the studio. I'd like to welcome Bill, Jason, and Justin. Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
So very happy to have you guys in here. And the reason we have you here is that you're playing tonight at Miller Symphony Hall, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, we're excited to be there. This is our first time playing there. And we're out to support the Third Thursday and support Miller Symphony Hall.
It was pretty surprising to me. What the heck is a rock band doing at the symphony, you know? But you're breaking in the new Lyric Room at Miller Symphony Hall. So that'll be a great show. It's going on tonight at 5 o'clock. So I want to ask you a little bit about your band. Tell me about how Rebels of Grundy City got started.
I would say about 2 years ago, Jason and I, we probably met about maybe 4 years ago, and we talked about getting together and playing. And so I think it was like in October of 17, I think we got together and we played, and we hit it off really well. And then it was December, we played at Godfrey Daniels for the first time.
We did. That was a good time.
That's awesome. So you've been playing around. You've been playing a bunch of places. How would you describe your music?
I would describe it as independent rock.
Independent rock. So when you're thinking about who inspires you, what are the bands and artists that you look to?
For me, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Oh, fantastic band. Karen Allen.
Yeah, absolutely. They inspire me. So that, I would say, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Pearl Jam, the old grunge bands, for sure.
Okay, excellent. Well, let's give people an idea what your music sounds like. You have a new EP out. It's called Rebel Sun. So let's take a listen to a track from that. This is Yeah My Radio, which is appropriate because you're on the radio here. This is Rebels of Grundy City with Yeah My Radio, and we'll come back with more from Bill, Jason, and Justin here on The Blend on WDIY. We'll be right back. Okay, that was Rebels of Grundy City here on The Blend on WDIY. Seamus McGrogan here, and we have the members of the band in the studio right now. Bill, Jason, and Justin talking a little bit about their show tonight at Miller Symphony Hall in Allentown at the Lyric Room at 5 p.m. It's part of the Third Thursday concert series. So, guys, tell me about that song right there. Was that one of the first songs that you wrote as a band?
Yes, it was the first song that we recorded as a band with Andrew Cherovic at Midnight Studios. That's in Easton.
Excellent. And is that kind of a newer studio, or has he been there for a while?
I think relatively new. I think he's been recording for a while, but I think that is a relatively new location for sure.
The recording of this song was kind of a evolution for the band. So Jason and I went in with the intent that we were going to record this acoustically, and we were playing to a drum track, and we were sitting back and listening to the playback in the studio, and it's like, wow, this sounds really good with a drum track. And we both looked at each other and said, we need a drummer. And so as we continued to record the music, Dave Gibson, who's not with us today, unfortunately he's working, so while Justin and I are away, someone's got to hold the fort down.
That's right.
So
Dave
drew the short straw. But so when we recorded the last song, Feeling Loud, that was Dave actually played on that, and it was a big game changer in terms of
it is
our style of music and the direction we're going.
Yeah, it gives that energy that a drum track cannot give. So.
Oh, absolutely. And you're mentioning Feeling Loud, so we'll get to that song in just a few minutes because I think that'll be a good song to play next. But if I heard you correctly, Bill and Jason, you started this band as a duo, right?
Correct. We did.
Okay. So what was it like going from being a duo to bringing in the other members, including Justin?
Exciting.
It's fun. I think, it was a game changer, and I think having that beat behind you is really motivating. And when we originally wrote Feeling Loud, it had a different feel to it. But when Dave came in and was playing the drums, it's kind of inspired us to kind of change things up a little bit and really give it that extra oomph.
Yeah, it's something that you really can't get from program tracks like that. Excellent. So you've played around the area. I mean, you've played at One Center Square. You played at Mayfair a couple times. What's your experience been like playing around in the Lehigh Valley?
Lehigh Valley, everyone's very receptive, and we get great feedback from our fans.
It's a lot of fun to play in Lehigh Valley, a lot of good places to play.
Yeah, we played a lot of the breweries, we played at some of the wineries, we've been playing at restaurants, and we have our own following now. But I would say one of our best gigs was at One Center Square.
Absolutely.
We opened up for Jackie Verne, who was on The Voice a few years ago, and that was a good time. And
absolutely.
Great sound system there.
Fantastic sound system.
I'm just happy the following doesn't only include my wife. So that's good. We're branching out. So we're getting just a little more people to follow.
Yeah. She's our best fan.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to be recognized. Great to have a following like that. And we should mention that too, because by day, you all work at St. Luke's. You're involved with the hospital there. So is this sort of an outlet? Where does this band fit into your life?
Well, for me, it allows me to disconnect from my job. We have, times my job's a little stressful, so I'm able to disconnect, and really, it's a great means of relaxation.
For me, I've been writing songs for several years now, so it's just a passion and just a great outlet to create.
Yeah, and for me, it's like an alter ego. It used to be a big part of my life when I was younger. I used to play a lot, and it went to the wayside with family and career, and then a few months ago, Dave asked me if I was still playing bass and would I like to get in a band, and I told him I would donate an organ to be in a band. So they accepted a kidney, and so here I am. So
you only need one.
That's right. That's right.
You're doing pretty good with one. So.
Scar healed up nicely. I'm good. Yeah.
Well, it's great that you came together. You have the new EP out called Rebel Sun. Is there anything else on the horizon for the band?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have a bunch of other songs that we want to record as well. Do a full-length album. Record Store Hideaway is another song, Let Me Go. That's are two other songs that are on the horizon. Bill and I are both currently writing. Plan on bringing those songs to the table soon.
Outstanding. It's great to hear new music coming up in the Valley. Always good. Bill, Jason, and Justin, you're playing tonight, Rebels of Grundy City, at Miller Symphony Hall in the Lyric Room. Yes, you heard that right. They're bringing rock to the symphony now. It's part of the third Thursday event tonight at 5 p.m. So let's hear one more song from your new EP. This song is called Feeling Loud, and it's by Rebels of Grundy City, who join us today on The Blend here on WDIY. That's Rebels of Grundy City with Feeling Loud here on The Blend on WDIY. Seamus McGrogan here, and I'm joined in the studio by Bill, Jason, and Justin from Rebels of Grundy City. And they're playing tonight once again at Miller Symphony Hall in the Lyric Room at 5 o'clock. It's part of the third Thursday event. Are you guys excited for tonight?
Very excited, but I just want to comment, though. This is a historic event for the band. This is the first time we've been played on the radio.
That's true, actually.
We're on Spotify, and we're on the SoundCloud and
iTunes
and everything. CD but this was very meaningful to be on the radio.
Very meaningful. Awesome. Very thankful, so yes. Thank you.
Absolutely. We're always happy to spotlight local bands here at WDIY. So we want to wish you luck on your show tonight, and we want to let you mention any other ways to get in contact with you.
Yeah, so if you're interested in hearing more of our music, we're on SoundCloud and Spotify, iTunes. You could download our CD from CD Baby, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Music, and Amazon Music as well. So we're out there. But you could follow us. We're on Instagram at Rebels of Grundy City, and we're on Facebook at Rebels of GC.
Rebels of Grundy, so that's G-R-U-N-D-Y.
Yes.
And before we go, we should probably mention the story real quick behind that name, because it is a strange name. What is Rebels of Grundy City?
So Jason and I were trying to come up with a name, and we wanted a name that wasn't taking, obviously. And so one day I happened to be at a relative's house, and I saw a picture of these fighter pilots in front of this B-29 bomber, and it was my wife's uncle. And he explained he was a third gunner on this particular bomber. On the side of the bomber, they would name their bomber, and this one was named the City of Grundy Center. So it was kind of a play of words, and the inspiration came from a group of young rebels who were in their early 20s that were sent to defend our country. So it was kind of meaningful for us, and that's how we kind of came up with the name.
And if you look at the definition of Grundy, it means a narrow-minded person who keeps critical watch on the propriety of others. So we are the rebels of that.
Ah, carry on that legacy.
Amen.
Very cool. All right. Rebels of Grundy City. Bill, Jason, and Justin, and Dave the drummer is here with us in spirit.
Yes.
But gentlemen.
Hopefully he's listening. Maybe he better be working.
Yeah. What's up, Dave?
Happy to have you here, Rebels of Grundy City. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.